to go and grab that, and instead it lands harmlessly right in front of the fence. So again, we stay at a 1-2 count. And a lot of staying alive here from the Green Bay Rockers. Smith, the left-handed batter against the right-handed Cohen. Here's the 1-2. Again, fouled off. This one into the parking lot once again. So we stay at 1-2 and redo the pitch. Cooper Smith, 0-for-1 on the game. He struck out swinging back in the third. Also drew a walk back in the second. The 1-2. Once again, he fouls it away. Seeing his seventh pitch coming up after this, he had seen 8 pitches in the third inning, and he also saw 4 in the second. The 1-2 misses high, and there's only so much you can do when a batter is just fouling off every pitch that you throw at him, and now it moves to a 2-2 count. Cohen trying to finish off the batter. Here's the 2-2, and missing low, the count has run full. And only 2 batters in this frame so far, but each of them have seen at least 7 pitches for the Rockers. Changing up the approach a little bit to get Cohen's pitch count a little bit up there. He's up to 24, and the full count on the inside edge. Caught him looking back-to-back in the books backwards. And there's 2 away here in the 6th inning. And that's 5 up, 5 down for the right-hander from Alabama. And I had mentioned it a little bit earlier. I was going on that story about him, talking about a Wisconsin guy for the last 4 years. But prior to that, yeah, a guy from Alabama moved to the Midwest for a little bit of a change of scenery. That's why he chose Wisconsin-Eau Claire, and he's just stayed there. That pitch going to miss for ball number 1. Makes it a 1-0 count. Eli Selga at the plate, left-handed batter. The right fielder tonight for the Rockers. He's 0-for-1 in the game as this pitch, missing a little bit inside, brings it to a 2-0 count. And Selga's last time up looked a little bit similar to the previous 2 plate appearances that we've seen here in the 6th. A lot of pitches thrown, 9 in total in it. And that's on the outside edge, called strike number 1. But back in that 4th inning, it was a lot of pitches, although it ended up as a walk for Selga, so he was able to reach safely. Back in the 2nd, though, it was a pop-up. This one's hit to the opposite field into left, and under it and making the play in left field is Brent Gallegos, and that will be out number 3. 3 up, 3 down. That's 6 batters retired in a row to start the game for Brennan Cohen coming in relief, and he is dealing. And the Rafters are feeling it right now, but can they get the bats going again? They find themselves down 4 here as we enter the bottom of the 6th inning on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
A new pitcher taking over for Green Bay in the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Caden Krask Weeks, a left-handed pitcher from Campbell Hill, Illinois, who pitched at Three Rivers Community College in Missouri during this past season. He spent the last 2 years at the junior college, and this past season a lot better than his freshman year. 4.76 ERA in 34 innings pitched, all of them out of the bullpen, but averaged about 3 innings per appearance. So they're hoping to get a similar workload from him today before they go to the closer with a 5-1 lead. At least that's the plan for Green Bay, but we'll see if Wisconsin Rapids has anything to say about it. And leading off the frame for the Rafters, it's Ashton Zacher, the left-handed batter from Southern Nevada, as he'll watch that pitch miss as well, and it quickly brings to a 2-0 count. Zacher 0-for-2 on the game so far. Struck out swinging in the first. He grounded out 4-3 his last time up in the fourth inning, and all of a sudden, 3-0 the lead in the count for the Rafters catcher. Batting third in the order, you've got J.J. Garcia on deck and Jack Guerrero after that. However, the two of them are combined to go 0-for-4 in the game and have yet to reach bases. That one was called for strike number one. So here's the 3-1 count, and this one is hit high in the air into right center field. This one should be playable, though, and it is by the center fielder and caught for out number one. So it was good contact off the bat from Ashton Zacher, but not good enough to land for a hit, and it brings up the right-hander, J.J. Garcia, to take on the lefty pitcher. Garcia 0-for-2 on the game. He struck out looking back in the fourth. Also grounded out 4-3 in the second frame. One away, nobody on. As the first pitch, missing low and outside for ball number one. Garcia, one of the guys who was here the earliest. Not nearly as early as Kobayashi, but he was the second player to arrive as that misses inside for ball number two, and he's been making his rounds around the town. He's a Texas native and has grown pretty close to Drew Thompson, seen them out in the town a few times as it was fouled a chopper down the third baseline. We'll get to see Drew Thompson a little bit later. He's scheduled to throw on Wednesday against Wausau. But we'll see him then. But Thompson also one of the guys who, similar to Brent Gallegos, is a potential two-way player. So you might see him before that if he ends up hitting tomorrow. And this is that one is fouled back into the backstop. And the count now even at 2-2. So now the even count payoff, it's hit high in the air, right side of the infield, should be easily catchable, and it is by the first baseman for the Rockers, and Cooper Smith makes the play for out number two. So with two away, it brings up Jack Guerrero, the first baseman for the Rafters. And, well, a good start to the game for Caden Krask Weeks. Pair of putouts to start this one off as that pitch missing for ball number one. Quickly a 1-0 count. Guerrero watches that one miss high and outside for ball number two. And that's what we were seeing with Guerrero, his first plate appearance. He shows off that vision up there. He doesn't swing too much on pitches outside the zone, and this one on the upper part of the strike zone and in there for strike number one. We've got a 2-1 count. as Trask Weeks deals that one but misses high and away. 3-1 count for the batter from James Madison. Hometown River Edge, New Jersey is... He'll take that one and tosses the bat, but that's called strike two, and he's got to go grab that. And so a full count. Guerrero was sure that was a ball, but now has to go grab the bat back, step into the batter's box, and get his eye back on the ball. So here we go, 3-2 count, and he swings and misses at that one and goes down on strikes, and he can't be happy with that. After looking at the previous pitch for a ball, he swings and misses at that for strike number three. Three up, three down for the new pitcher, Caden Trask Weeks. And, well, we remain at a 5-1 game as we enter the seventh inning here at Witter Field. You're listening to WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Man, I was jamming during that break. We had Sweet Caroline going on at Witter Field. Crowd was getting into it. It was a great, great time here. I always love that song, and they're still playing it right now. And, well, you might get to hear a little bit of that as the crowd gets to show off their vocal cords here at Witter Field. The bop, bop, bahs ringing through the stands is... Well, Brennan Cohen back to work on the mound for the Raptors, trying to keep it at a four-run game. We're in the seventh inning. Still only seven hits combined between the two teams thus far into the game. And Cohen has been dealing through his first two innings as a Raptor. And he starts off the plate appearance against Diego Arrieta with a strike and an 0-1 lead in the count. This pitch, a fastball that misses a bit outside, but I think that's where he wanted to hit the spot. You saw catcher Ashton Zacher look back at him, nod his head a couple times, said, yeah, that was a good one. And a off-speed that's fouled away. Brings it back to a 1-2 count. Diego Arrieta at the plate. He is 1-for-2. Hit that RBI single in the second inning to make it a 2-0 game. But his last time up, he popped out to short. Trying to get back on base for the second time today, but instead swings and misses at strike number three, and that's seven consecutive batters retired for Brennan Cohen. Third strikeout for the righty pitcher, and man, he's feeling it right now. But it brings up Joey Canzoni to the plate. Canzoni 0-for-2 on the game so far. Struck out swinging his last time up. Grounded into a double play back in the second inning as well. Is that pitch missing for ball number one? Canzoni, the right-handed batter, going up against the righty pitcher. From Walton Hills, Ohio, this one's pieced into left field, but right there at the left fielder, and Gallegos makes the play for out number two. Two up, two down in the seventh inning. Brennan Cohen just trying to keep rolling along here, keeping that pitch count as low as he can. 35 pitches so far into the game. He did throw 20 pitches in a three up, three down sixth inning, but that was thanks to a couple of seven-plus pitch plate appearances as that one misses inside to Tate Hartlub for ball number one. You don't see seven-pitch plate appearances all that often. You see them a couple times in a game. That one misses in the dirt for ball number two. And well, throughout this game, you've seen him get ahead in the counts early on. A lot of his batters that he's facing, it's been one of the things that's made Cohen so strong. So a 2-0 lead. We'll see how he attacks this batter. Hartlub 1-for-2 on the game as he'll watch that pitch hit the outside edge for strike number one. Brings it back 2-1. Two away, bases empty. Still 5-1, the lead for Green Bay. Cohen going to pitch. This one's hit into left field, but again, Gallegos is there, and he'll make the play a little shaded over closer to center field and helped him not have to do too much running and get the third out. Nine up, nine down to start off his Rafters career. Brennan Cohen, whoo, man, you don't want to face him right now as we will head to the bottom of the seventh. Rafters still got some work to do, and we'll see if they can do it. Coming up next here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We're into the bottom of the seventh inning here, and we just got done with the seventh inning stretch, and, well, I might have tested out those vocal cords a little bit, so apologies to my fellow press box members for making you go through that, but it's over with now, and, well, we can get back to watching some baseball as the Green Bay Rockers looking to hold the Rafters where they're at. Same pitching as the previous inning. Caden Krask Weeks on the mound. He had a 1-2-3 sixth to start off his career with the Rockers. As the first pitch here to Hiroto Kobayashi is going to miss for ball number one. Kobayashi, the only run of the game so far, grounds one over to second. The throwback to first is in time, and a quick 4-3 putout is out number one in the seventh. Kobayashi was 1-for-2 in the game, but he'd reached both times. The second inning was thanks to an error on the throw from third to first, but fifth inning was a true on base. He singled and was able to come around to score on that, thanks to the RBI from Brent Gallegos later in the frame. And maybe we'll see him later this frame, but he's not quite due up as Pat Costin steps into the batter's box. The left-handed batter watches the first one miss. For ball number one, Luke Skinner on deck, so he's due up. And the 1-0 count, fouled back into the netting, brings it even at 1-1. Austin 0-for-2 in the game so far, struck out swinging back in the fifth his last time up. And prior to that, he flew out to left field. This pitch missing outside, and count now rolls to a 2-1 lead in the count for Costin. The designated hitter hoping to get on base for his first time as a Rafter. He bloops one into left field, but again should be under it for the out, and it is, as Justin Jeanette is able to come down with it for out number two. So Caden Kresk Weeks is following in the footsteps of Alex LePage, starting off the game pretty strong. He's retired five straight batters so far and hoping to make Luke Skinner number six. Skinner, the lefty-lefty matchup against Kresk Weeks. Is that pitch going to be called for strike number one? Skinner, the third baseman for the Rafters. He's 1-for-2 today so far. Is that pitch going to miss a little bit low for ball number one? We're back even at a 1-1 count, and Skinner singled in the fifth inning. Helped to move Kobayashi over to third base, which eventually would result in the run. That pitch missing for ball number two, 2-1 count. Although Skinner's first time up in the third inning, he flew out to center field. Did get a good piece of it, but not good enough to get a hit. So, see if he can improve on his 1-for-2 day as he watches that miss outside. And we've got a 3-1 lead in the count for the Minnesota native. Skinner played for Loyola Marymount, only 8 games, although this one's hit well down the right field line and foul. And that one was absolutely scorched down the right field line, but he was a little early on the swing and couldn't quite straighten it out enough. 3-2 count with two away, nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh. Skinner watches that one miss high, and he'll take his base for a 2-out walk to get the Rafters going here in the seventh. Brings up Brent Gallegos, who has the only RBI of the game for the Rafters. Gallegos 1-for-2 today. He singled back in that fifth inning, like mentioned earlier, and he flew out to right field his first time up back in the third inning. Gallegos, I was talking to him a little bit earlier and joking around about how he's got to prove that the pitchers can hit too, as he skies this one into left center field. Should be playable by the center fielder, and it is for out number three. So one pitch was all it took, and Brandon Rogers able to come down with it for the third put out. Well, the Rafters do get a runner on, but they leave him stranded, and they do not score. It remains 5-1 Green Bay through seven. Two more innings of action, and well, a lot of pressure on the Rafters to keep this lead where it is if they want to give themselves a chance. You're listening to Rafters Baseball on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
You know, I think I might be able to feel the heat from how hot Brennan Cohen has been so far to start off his Raptors career. I mean, three perfect innings coming out of the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids, and he's hoping to keep it going. He's back out onto the mound right now in the top of the eighth inning, and he'll face off against the top of the order, the first guy that he faced, Brandon Rogers. So second time through the order for Cohen, who is hoping to just keep rolling along here. 5-1 lead for the Rockers, and oh man, a big swing and a miss from Brandon Rogers, and that's what you want to see if you're Brennan Cohen. Keep that confidence flowing from you, even though right now the offense needs to get a little bit going for the Raptors, but you'd hate to spoil such a good performance from Cohen so far as that one misses for ball number one. Although he's still got to keep it going. You don't want to speak too soon on it. 1-1 count as a breaking ball hits the lower outside edge for strike number two. And we've got the count back 1-2. It's the fourth plate appearance of the game for Rogers. And he's officially 0-for-1, but has reached twice. The first time on a hit-by-pitch and the second time on a base on balls. Back in the fifth, though, he flew out into center field as that misses outside for ball number two. Brings it even at a 2-2 count. Rogers, a speedster on the base paths. He's got two stolen bases on the game, so you really don't want to let him get on no matter what. A Chicago, Illinois native as the breaking ball. It nearly hits Rogers, but thanks to the amount of spin on that pitch, it narrowly avoided him, and instead the count rolls to 3-2. Rogers has two of the five runs scored from Green Bay this game. Here's the 3-2 payoff, swung on, and it got in on the hands and just barely a piece of that to stay alive. Three-two count with the seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. This is the third full count of the game that Brandon Rogers has seen. He worked the count full twice against Tristan Krusenberry, was able to get on base after that both times. The only plate appearance where he didn't see a full count is the only plate appearance where he recorded an out. We'll see if Cohen can change that. Here's the 3-2, and it's again off the end of the bat, this time just foul down the first baseline. So we'll run it back with the full count. Brennan Cohen, he's had an interesting career so far, and you look at his collegiate statistics, and they certainly don't pop off the paper. 7.33 ERA this past season with Eau Claire, and really hasn't had that standout season as this one is off the end of the bat and just trailing in foul territory, and no harm on the foul ball, so we'll run it back for pitch number 9. Of the plate appearance. But Cohen, despite the relatively high numbers at the college level, I mean, he is not showing that whatsoever, and I think a big reason why Ziggy wanted to bring him onto the team, and a breaking ball that missed by inches on the inside, but a great take from Brandon Rogers as he will get on base for his third time today. A leadoff walk, and the first base runner allowed by Brandon Cohen, but it took a lot to muster that. 10 pitches, sorry, 9 pitches on the plate appearance for him to finally take that first base. And that amount of pitches rose his count from just 39 entering the inning. He's already up at 48. Still hasn't recorded an out in the eighth. Anthony Mazza at the plate. The left-hander swings and fouls one and makes it an 0-1 count. Mazza 0-2, but he does have an RBI. Hit that sack fly in the third. Straight away center field. He's put all three of his plate appearances as balls in play. Rogers showing steal, but he goes back to first, and a ball on the pitch makes it 1-1. Would not be shocked to see Rogers take off from first again. See if he can get his third steal. That might put him up on the Northwoods League leaderboards if he was able to get three steals in this first game as it's fouled back into the netting. Heck, he's already going to be up in the leaderboards, but it might put him number one if he was able to get three steals. Can't say too many runners would be able to do that across the league. Today, opening day for every team in the Northwoods League, and we'll take a quick look at the scoreboard as well, as several teams have already had finals put into the schedule. 1-2 count for Anthony Mazza, and this one's hit high to the middle of the infield, a little back into the outfield, and under it is Garcia for out number one. Keeps the runner on first base and a key out for Brennan Cohen. Like I mentioned, taking a look at those Northwoods League scores, earlier today it was a 1:30 first pitch in Kenosha where the Wausau Woodchucks traveled over there and got a 3-0 win to start off their year. Waterloo beat Duluth 10-2. Madison beat Fond du Lac 6-1. As the first pitch here is going to be down there, and the throw to second, but they got him. A caught stealing over at second base. And it seemed like a pretty for sure steal from the guy who's got two stolen bases already, but he was not able to get there in time. A great throw down from Ashton Zacher on the strike, and they got him for out number two. So bases empty, two away. Still a four-run lead for Green Bay, but Brandon Cohen could still be facing the minimum here through his four innings. 1-1 count as that pitch missed outside to Justin Jurnett. Jurnett, the only extra base hit of the game for either team. It was the two-run shot to left field back in the third as that pitch misses outside for ball number two. And that two-run shot, his only hit of the game. However, he is 1-2. He also got another RBI on a ground out back in the first. So three RBIs, 1-2 with a home run on the game. His last time up, though, just a simple 6-3 ground out to end the fifth. And this one missing low off the plate, and it's 3-1. Finishing up with that scoreboard check-in, the Rockford Rivets beat Traverse City 2-1. Battle Creek beat Lakeshore 7-4, and a couple of other games are still continuing. A few other games. Thunder Bay up 12-6 on Eau Claire. Kalamazoo up 12-6 on Royal Oak. So this pitch is in there, called strike two, and that's a big one to bring the count back full. The Royal Oak Kalamazoo game in the bottom of the eighth, bottom of the seventh for Thunder Bay Eau Claire. Top of the sixth for La Crosse and Rochester. It's a 4-3 Rochester lead. 3-2 count. Misses inside. Nearly got a swing from Jurnett, but instead, he'll take his base, and it looks like we won't be seeing the minimum through four from Brennan Cohen. Two walks this inning after going perfect through those first three from him, but hey, he'll still take this. I mean, he's been great, and both of those walks were thanks to working with full counts is Rafters field manager Tom Ziglowski, who we've been calling Ziggy. He heads out there to have a chat, kind of just calming him down and making sure that he's all good to go. I mean, it has been a phenomenal performance from the right-handed pitcher in his first appearance for the Rafters. He's got that Northwoods League experience, though. But even so, you never know what you're going to see on opening day. And it's always incredible when you've got a pitcher that comes out and just keeps dealing the way that Cohen has been. Up at the plate now, it's Colin Helms, the designated hitter, and maybe a little bit of talking strategy about that as Ziggy had gone out there, but now he's back in the bullpen, in the dugout as Cohen gets ready to deal to Helms. Helms 0-3 on the game, but he's a dangerous hitter. He's batting cleanup for a reason. A liner into center field. That wasn't read correctly. And not able to field it. It goes back to the back wall. This is going to be a potential triple. The throw to third is going to hit off of the runner, and it's an RBI triple. As Royce Clayton Jr. did not read the ball off the bat, he took a couple of steps forward, and then it went over his head backwards. And an RBI triple from Colin Helms, and a key miscue there from the Rafters. Makes it a 6-1 game here in the top of the eighth. Now Cooper Smith stepping up to the plate, the lefty-righty matchup, and a breaking ball that's fouled off, and Ashton Zacher was hit and has to take some time behind the plate. Not a comfortable spot. So he'll take some time as he'll stand up and walk off to the side. Brennan Cohen waiting to walk back onto the mound until Zacher's ready. He grabs his mask and walks back over to home plate, looks to the umpire. Home plate umpire today, it's Donald Say. Over at first base, Patrick Hoskins. And at third, it's Preston Guzman. Those are your umpire crews for today as we are in the top of the eighth inning. A 6-1 lead for Green Bay over the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We appreciate you tuning in to tonight's coverage on WFHR. Two away, runner on third base. And at the plate, Colin Helms watches the first pitch. Miss inside for ball number one. Sorry, not first pitch. First pitch in about a minute, but brings the count to a 1-1. As, of course, the foul ball at the start of it that hit Zacher and took some time. Is that one missing high? It's a 2-1 count all of a sudden. Cooper Smith, 0-2 in the game. He struck out twice, once looking, once swinging, but he's also drawn a walk back in the second. The 2-1 is barely going to miss and brings the count back to a 3-1. And Cooper Smith, both of his strikeouts, though, were still quality plate appearances. Saw a ton of pitches in each of them. At least 8 pitches. He saw 8 pitches in the first one, 9 pitches in the second strikeout as this one is fouled away, brings the count back full. This is his third full count of the game. Of course, back in the second inning, the one time that he did reach base, it was a 4-pitch walk. So he's had about as good of plate vision as you could ask from someone in a game. 3-2 count, swings and misses though, and a pitch that was tailing inside, and that is going to leave the runner at third base. A big out number three. However, the first run allowed from Brennan Cohen this season. It was an RBI triple from Colin Helms. And it's a 6-1 Rockers lead. As we will come back after this, see if the Rafters can start a little bit of a comeback in the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
In Flanders Fields is one of the most notable poems written during World War I. perhaps even the most famous war poem of all time. Canadian physician and Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae wrote it on 3rd May of 1915, after he witnessed the death of his friend, Lieutenant Alex Helmer, 22 years old, the day before.
In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high, if ye break faith with us who die. We shall not sleep, though poppies grow, in Flanders fields.
In Flanders Fields was first published in December 1915. Within months, the poem came to symbolize the sacrifices of all those who were fighting for in the First World War. Today, the poem continues to be part of the memorial ceremonies around the world.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Well, the Raptors find themselves down 5 in the bottom of the 8th inning here at Witter Field, and the sun well below the horizon as it gets dark out here, but the lights shining bright on the field as back to work. It's Caden Krask-Weeks, who's been real good over his first two innings on the mound here, coming in relief for Alex LePage. And it's the righty Royce Clayton Jr. to lead off the frame as he'll watch the first pitch go across for strike number one. Clayton Jr., 1-for-3 on the game today, has started the game off with a single for the Raptors, but he was thrown out at second on a 6-4-3 double play the very next batter as that one misses for ball number one. So now the 1-1 count misses high for ball number two. We bring it back to a 2-1. And Clayton, the center fielder, and misplayed a ball that resulted in a run last frame, although it didn't go down as an error, as that pitch misses high for ball number three. But you got to just kind of clear that out of your head if you're Clayton. Seems like he's doing that so far, watching these pitches. The 3-1 swings and misses on one that could have been called a strike. It was right on that outside edge. A tough pitch to make that decision on either way. And so the count runs full, 3-2. Nobody on, nobody out, bottom of the eighth. And Clayton swings and misses at that one, and he'll go down on strikes. Now 1-for-4 on the game, and it brings up Noah Ruiz, who, well, when I was talking to Ziggy in the pregame show, he was saying, hey, Ruiz could be a guy. He's had a good swing in practice, and yesterday looked incredible. Well, so far today, it's and an 0-for-2 start, but he did get hit by a pitch and was able to work his way onto the base paths earlier in the game as the first one in there for a strike. So here's the 0-1, and it's a swing and a miss, and Ruiz kind of got that helmet a little bit off his head and was aiming for that one to send it over the fence, but down 5 right now, you're just looking to get base runners. 0-2 count as Krask-Weeks is not slowing down, but this pitch missing away brings it to a 1-2 count. The southpaw for the Rockers, he's thrown 38 pitches so far tonight. Relatively low for 2 1/3 as that pitch misses high and outside for a ball, brings it back 2-2. Well, I guess not relatively low, but right about what you'd expect through this much work. Ruiz, the 2-2 count with one away. That pitch misses inside, and Ruiz is able to work it back in his favor. 3-2 count. The second baseman, he popped out to shortstop his last time up. He grounded into a double play in the first, and well, with nobody on, he's looking to be that leadoff runner, and he is. Watches it miss outside, and the lead runner will get on base here. a one-out walk from the right-handed batter. And it brings up Ashton Zacher. Key player for the Rafters is he's still sitting at 0-for-3 on the game right now, but has made some nice plays defensively behind the plate. Caught Brandon Rogers stealing last inning. A huge out, because otherwise that's a run that comes across to score on the RBI triple. So that pitch misses for ball number one. And not just that, he's had a couple of nice blocks behind the plate. So seeing if that defensive capability can translate into the offensive side as he fouls this one back and out of play, brings it to a 1-1 count. Zacher from Litchfield Park, Arizona. A sophomore catcher from College of Southern Nevada, and a pickoff attempt got him trying to steal second. The throw over to short is in time, and Noah Ruiz is picked off. And just knew that Ruiz was going to be taken off there, and can't really do too much about that with such a great move on the mound from Krask Weeks, and there's two away with nobody on and a 1-1 count for Ashton Zacher. So here's the 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth. That is outside, no, on the outside edge for strike number two. So we're working with a 1-2 count here as Zacher tries to keep the inning alive. He had a great offensive season this past year with CSN. 987 OPS and a 357 batting average there. As that misses for ball number two, we've got a 2-2 count. He was still a good batting average player his freshman season, batting 287 with a 902 OPS his freshman year. As this one is skied into the air, and not too many lights up there, so can he keep track of it? He does. Snow cones it a little bit, the shortstop for Green Bay. But still, Joey Canzoni able to bring it in for out number three. So it was a three-up, three-down inning. Despite the walk, Noah Ruiz caught stealing, and that does it for the eighth. Three more outs for the Rafters. But before we get to that, the Rockers have a chance to add more insurance to their lead when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
To the mound after a phenomenal game from Brennan Cohen, where he ended up with four innings pitched, allowing just the one run. On one hit, he did walk two batters, though, and did not hit any with a pitch. A great game from him, and he hands it off to Tony Torres, who will have the first pitch of his Rafters career, miss a bit outside for ball number one. Eli Selga stepping up to the plate, left-handed batter going up against the righty Torres. And he is a fast pitcher who goes out there and throws mid-90s. As that misses again to bring the count 2-0. Torres looking to play for the Rafters here and continue working. A guy from El Paso Community College. 3-0 count now as works that up. A couple of guys on the Rafters have played for El Paso. As this one is right back to the mound, and Torres somehow able to grab that with the end of his glove and flips it over to first for out number one. 1-3 on the scorebook, and it brings up Diego Arrieta. I was talking with Torres a little earlier today, and during batting practice, he was kind of sitting in the dugout watching it happen as this one is hit well into center field, but should be easily playable, and it's caught by Clayton in the middle outfield for out number two. Two up, two down for the Rafters' would-be closer. Not a save situation. Obviously down five on the scoreboard. It's a 6-1 lead for the Rockers here in the top of the ninth. But this was the expectation, is that Torres would come into the game as the closer. He would be the final pitcher. And well, coming into the game here in the ninth to get his action. But unfortunate that there's no lead right now for the Rafters. Still, though, it's always important, even in games like this, to take care of every single out as that missed inside to bring the count 2-0. Because you never know what your offense can do. Torres, a quick worker up on the mound. He's not letting too much time cross. But now, as I say that, he takes a few seconds just to stare his catcher down and now fires, and it's a swing and a miss to make it a 2-1 count. Joey Canzoni at the plate, right-handed batter. He's 0-3 on the game. Grounded into a double play, struck out swinging, and flew out to left field as that one misses outside for ball number three. It's a 3-1 count. On deck, it's Tate Hartlub for the Rockers, but we'll see if Torres allows him to come to the plate. Here's the 3-1 offering, and it is right across the heart of the plate for strike number two. The count is now full as Torres looking to show off his stuff and get out of this ninth inning, 1-2-3. Here's the full count. A check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike three, and that is the first strikeout of Torres's Rafters career, and three outs to get five runs for Wisconsin Rapids. Coming up after this, it's the final inning of action here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Macusa, Gamber Johnson, Midstate Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And we welcome you back into Witter Field here as a new pitcher takes over for the Green Bay Rockers and trying to close this one out. It's Jack Fortner, the right-handed pitcher for Green Bay. Fortner, he joins the Rockers this year from Middle Tennessee State, a redshirt sophomore from Old Hickory, Tennessee. And leading off the inning for the Rafters, it's J.J. Garcia, the cleanup batter, and the first pitch missing a little low and away for ball number one. Garcia 0-for-3 on the night so far. He struck out looking in the fourth. His last time up was in the sixth inning where he popped out to first and hits this one off the right side of the outfield and well out of play into the open grass area over there. 1-1 count now as Garcia keeps working up here. And the fans are getting into the game still, despite the five-run deficit. So many here making Witter Field a loud place. So that one is called strike number two. And, well, a new tradition planning on being started this year is kind of clapping the oars together, everyone grabbing an oar and clapping it. We had it in between innings, and man, this place got loud as Tony Torres was taking the mound. As that's going to miss for ball number two, a 2-2 count. And all the Rafters faithful still making some noise out here. Garcia trying to give them something to root for as that misses high, and the count rolls full. 3-2 count for the Texas native. Garcia trying to show what he has. The guy from El Paso Community College, he holds back. Did he go? No, he didn't. And he will walk on over to first base. A leadoff walk for the Rafters. Any way you can get him on the base paths, that's how you got to do it. When you got a deficit like this, five runs, and hey, every batter counts. Now Jack Guerrero stepping up to the plate. Guerrero, the left-handed batter, he's also 0-for-3 on the game so far. Hoping to change that here is Jack Fortner. Wants to get his first out of the season. First pitch, fastball misses low for ball number one. Garcia doing a good job to stay disciplined at the plate. Guerrero hoping to follow in his footsteps. He's shown that ability all game long, despite going 0-for-3, as that pitch misses low as well. It's a 2-0 count. Last time up, Guerrero struck out swinging, but he thought he had a walk the previous pitch before he ended up striking out. Was on his way down to first and kind of threw off his mindset there, so got to see if he can return back into his plate discipline as he sends that one foul and hits the first base umpire over there. So watch out, Patrick Hoskins. Seems like he's all right. Kind of looked like he was doing a soccer move over there. Colin Messi, the way he kicked that one up into his hand and then tossed it off to the side. Some good reflexes there. Rafters manager Ziggy is... I don't know who's over at first base right now. They got one of the guys down there. Ziggy's over in the dugout. Eric Robles over at third base. 2-1 count to Guerrero. Misses a little bit low and inside and brings it to a 3-1 count. And I was talking about Guerrero's discipline. Back in the second inning, he saw 8 pitches in the plate appearance before he ended up striking out. In the fourth inning, he was able to put one into play. But here he's got the 3-1 count. Watches that pitch in on the inside edge. Called strike two. He didn't like that call, but held up on throwing the bat. He was about ready to throw the bat and walk down to first, but remembered what happened last plate appearance and held back on throwing the bat. 3-2, full count, runner on first, nobody out, and this pitch does miss away, and that will be back-to-back walks to lead off the ninth inning and put runners on first and second for Wisconsin Rapids. So it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi to the plate. Kobayashi 1-for-3 so far, but has reached twice. Back in the second, he reached on an error. In the fifth, he singled. He is so far the only run of the game for the Rafters, but a runner in scoring position and another on first could result in a couple more for Wisconsin Rapids. A 6-1 game right here and a mound visit from Green Bay as they'll talk things over after a little bit of command issues from Jack Fortner coming out of the bullpen in relief of Caden Krask Weeks. Looking back on the game from Krask Weeks, his final stat line, 3 innings pitched, no hits allowed, no runs, just 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. I realized I didn't give the final line for Alex LePage earlier. It was 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned. No walks and 4 strikeouts. And the first pitch here to Kobayashi misses outside for ball number one. Kobayashi, the right fielder for the Rafters. Coming up in a clutch situation, and this would be a, I guess you could call it a legacy moment if he's able to come through for Wisconsin Rapids in a pitch that didn't miss by much, but called outside for ball number two. And a 2-0 count to the Japanese native. This one misses inside, and it's all of a sudden a 3-0 count. And 3 straight walks to start off a career is not what you want to do.